Hey, After Buzzers, we are talking episode 3 of The Bold Type, Women Behind the Clothes, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Wings and I'll learn how to fly. Oh my gosh, this was such a perfect choice. Thank you, Leslie, for suggesting this wonderful tune by Kelly Clarkson. I feel like everybody's breaking away. They're making breakthroughs in their careers and their relationships and so much, and we cannot wait to talk about it. I'm your host, Ali Nasta. You can find me on social media on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl. And Carla, where can they find you?
Hey guys, I'm Carla Beltran. You can find me on Instagram at Carla with a K, B-E-E, Travels.
Becca, where can they find you?
Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
Kia?
Hey guys, so happy to be back.
Yes, we are so happy to have you back.
Happy to be back. You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And Kia is actually, she's definitely on the panel the whole season. Yes. She was just out of town.
I'm excited.
And so we are so excited to have our full panel here. And last but not least, Leslie, how are you doing tonight?
On the couch today. I'm doing good. What's up, guys? You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time. I'm so happy Kia's with us.
I'm happy to be with you, ladies. Yeah, I was excited. I was home watching you guys. Like, I'm super hyped to be here and super hyped to be on an amazing show.
We are so excited and ready to talk about this episode. Before we do, make sure you follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms, you know, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, all of that fun stuff. This episode, I almost cried at the end because I just feel like it gives you that just feeling of empowerment afterwards. I actually like tweeted at the writers, thank you, because you make me feel like I'm not alone.
Yes.
Did anybody else feel that way?
I
feel like it's just so relatable to young women in the workplace right now, and we're all we all go through these struggles, but I feel like until now people aren't really talking about it, and this show really, it verbalizes those things that you feel secretly. It talks about them.
I think it's such an amazing show because I feel like for a lot of things on TV, we can relate to a little bit, but I feel like this is one of the first shows that's super real. It's about women. We can all relate to it because I feel like we've all been in those situations.
Yeah,
we're like, wait, I've been there in work. I've been there with dating. I've been there. I've never had an orgasm before. So I really appreciate the show and the writers. I really love
Preach.
It.
Preach. Yeah. Well said. Yeah.
Definitely. And speaking of relationships and men, we've got Jane and Ryan.
Ooh. Yes.
They, finally talk about going on their first date. Becca loves Ryan. She loves all the men.
He's so hot.
He is. And he's got this, mystery about him.
And he writes about relationships, so he's like, got a clue, girl. You know, which is nice.
Yeah.
He, I think that's what makes him more attractive because when you first met him, he was really mysterious and he didn't try that hard.
And he's good at sarcasm.
Yes.
That's the thing that, like, with guys,
if
they use sarcasm, then I'm like, you're on my level.
Totally agree with you because when you do something sarcastic and they just stare at you, you're like, I wasn't serious. Yeah. It's okay. Calm down.
It's annoying to have to, like, explain your joke every
day.
I love a guy that speaks the language of sarcasm because that's my first language, then it's English.
Same.
So if you can speak sarcasm, I'm here for it.
I love that. I'm going to start using that.
Yeah. My first language is sarcasm, then it's English.
I love it. And Ryan, actually, he said that he loves a girl that, like, knows what she wants, and that is exactly what Jane has been doing this episode.
Yeah. Yes.
She's been so assertive and just doing what she feels and wants, which is so, it's so refreshing. Because I feel like sometimes, I don't know, you get in your own head. I know I do this to myself. It's like we self-sabotage, and I feel as if with Ryan, she's not holding herself back, and she's just letting herself say what she feels and thinks, which is awesome.
Somehow I feel like she feels really comfortable with him, and it's so nice for, like, to see just her opening up and being there and talking to him and just sharing all of...
That's how you know it's real. Because, like, how many times have you been with a guy or you've dated different guys? And there's that just one guy where you can just be yourself around.
Yeah.
And
I
think men, it's a confidence thing. Like, men love women who are confident.
Yeah.
And they love women. Because sometimes, like, you're right, we
men
get in our head so much.
Yeah.
Exactly. And sometimes we don't get into the guys like, actually, no, be yourself. It's fine.
Yeah.
So that's when it's like, you know, he's the one. When you can be silly and be
when
yourself.
When you can be yourself around.
And something I saw, too, at the end of this is that three times it took her to realize, you know, okay, maybe he's not as bad as I think, and he was still there to welcome her
right?
in. So I was cheering her on and cheering them on as a relationship couple. We got to find a ship name for them because I am totally rooting for Jane and Ryan.
Well, same. And she puts up with his smart ass.
Yeah.
So.
This is very true.
Yeah. No.
They're cute. I
they're
like
really cute.
You need
like
that
them.
Level. Like, somebody's got to keep you in check. You know?
No, definitely.
I agree. And I think it's kind of hot. I think she likes it low-key, like, because he doesn't, like you said, it takes her, like, three times to actually realize that mm-hmm. he's not a bad guy, and I like when she just knocks on the door, and he's like, what's up?
Yeah, and she's like, are you gonna ask me in? Come on.
It's hot.
And,
well, I personally love the fact that they're both writers, yeah. because mm-hmm. when you're a writer, I feel like you have to have a lot of personality to be able to write about so many different topics,
yeah.
and it was so nice to see their personalities just kind of play out, and I was so happy about the fact that Jane finally read something that Ryan wrote.
Yes.
Like, I feel like now she understands him a little bit more than she did before.
Yeah.
I also feel like layers of emotions are important.
Yeah.
With the
yes.
writing. Yeah.
It adds some character depth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can kind of, I mean, as a writer, you know how their brain is kind of working in order to produce that kind of work. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely interesting to see how that kind of comes to fruition and as like a person-to-person, writer-to-writer kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I will say, when she was about to go on her date and Sutton was saying how you're not going to go out to drinks with yeah. that outfit, are you? I was thinking, man, I didn't ever consider my like dating attire.
Right. But remember, this was, according to our girls, a sex date.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
what's the...
But it's like, yeah. this is the first well, one. Like,
but yeah, that
there's
shirt,
a difference.
Though, you know? Like, it
well,
gets so
not a date, but like a sex date. So they needed her to amp up her outfit a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm like, I need to personally get it together.
I know, me too, because I was like, I'm pretty sure. Like, well, I guess
we'll
my...
go shopping.
Yeah, my best friend does that sometimes. She's like, you're not going to wear that, right? I'm like, why? This is great, right? I've got like right. bands on. And she's like, no. This
literally, like, that's me.
Well, I've gone in t-shirts, jeans, and sneakers to a
yeah,
date, and like minimal makeup.
That
well,
is
sometimes
me.
I feel like you just forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I'm like,
my sex date.
Oh, is this a big deal? I'm like, is this happening? I'm like, I forgot, you know? So, I don't know. I thought that was kind of funny because
yeah.
I wanted to know what you guys thought
yeah.
about.
Well,
if
can I?
You,
oh, go
yeah.
ahead. Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
Mine was not related to the episode, so I'll go after you. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, mine was related to outfits. Mm-hmm. I thought that this episode itself was very powerful as to what you wear and mm-hmm. how what you wear actually, a lot of people do pay attention to it. And
yeah.
even though we don't pay attention to it sometimes, it's like other people are actually watching. And one of the things that I really got out of it is the fact that Jane wasn't able to get the interview because of her outfit.
Yes.
But she was able to get the guy because of her outfit. So it was just... I was a little bit frustrated at the fact that, yes, the outfit does matter, but I can see why the appearance, in a way, did matter to the lady because of the interview and because she was, like, a
is that why
person.
She didn't get it?
Yeah. She.
Oh, my gosh, I totally,
like,
that
yeah.
went
yeah.
right
she
over my head.
She dressed like she was about to go up in the club.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's yeah. true. Yeah. That's true.
She looked her up and... first, she looked her up and down, and then when she said Scarlet, I think for the lady, it was like, oh, okay, you're
right.
dressed
Scarlet.
The part.
No,
you're dressed
right.
for the magazine.
I'm
that
with
went
you.
Poof, right over my head.
I'm with you. At uh-huh. first, it did. I was like, wait, did the magazine say something about her in the past
right.
that's, like, bad?
Right.
Or, like,
yeah.
what happened
well, it's like
in the past that she doesn't
I
know
mean,
about?
I mean, it's like if nowadays, like, I mean, all the magazines, even, like, women's teen magazines have
yeah.
kind of changed to talking about political stuff. But if
right.
you think about, like, a few months ago, if, like, Teen Vogue was like, hey, we want to do a special on, like, Kamala Harris...
Right.
People would probably be like, that's not really her audience. Like, no thanks. Whereas now,
yeah.
because they're talking about political issues,
now
they would
jump
do
to
the
it.
Interview.
Yeah.
yeah. So I can't imagine they're like, what do you want to know? Like,
yeah.
what hair, like, shampoo she uses? Like, you
right.
know, that would be the immediate...
Definitely.
Like,
yeah.
Carla, I'm so glad you brought that up because it is such a strong point, and I can't even believe I missed that one point about the Scarlet
yeah.
thing because it did all come together about how you dress really can bring off certain attention
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
grab certain attention from certain people.
Well, the reason why I personally noticed it was because I really like the way that Jane dresses.
Yes.
And
yes.
I laughed when like the girls asked her if that's how she was going on her date because I actually liked her
she
outfit.
Cute.
I thought
no, me
she
too.
Looked
that's
very
why
good.
I was like,
yeah.
man, I need to reconsider my.
But remember,
sense.
To her girls, this was a sex date.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
So
exactly.
So when I thought she looked adorable.
Yeah,
I
she looked so
really
good.
Cute.
And personally, I love the closet they have.
Obsessed with the closet.
Magazine.
Right? I'm jealous.
I would wear their outfits every single day.
We need one here.
We definitely do.
Yes. Jumping into the chat real quick. We have Hall's Yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
She's saying, guys, I'm pretty sure... She's playing the other side. So she's saying, guys, I'm pretty sure that Jane was wearing had nothing to do with it. I think it was just that the lady made assumptions about the magazine.
Mm. You could be right.
Yeah. I was thinking that.
That's what it like came off to me. Yeah. But if you're... I mean, if the outfit kind of ties in this whole episode, I can see where Carla's coming from. But yeah,
she did give her that look.
But Halls, how I like your name.
I kind of want to tweet and like ask the writers.
Yeah, like can we know what was that?
What was the
actual meeting? And I mean, speaking of fashion, I almost semi hate watching shows that revolve around fashion because I am so jealous of their wardrobe.
Yes. That damn closet. Oh, like, I'm upset.
All this money to get like $3,000 clothes.
Imagine that at work every day, walking into that closet, accessories, shoes. Like they're randomly like, oh, I just need an outfit. Let's just randomly change.
Yeah. Okay, I'm pretty sure that Jane was at one point wearing red bottoms, like lubes, and I was like, okay,
all from the closet.
I know, but it's so funny because when you see shows like this, like I mean, Young and Hungry, one of those shows. Yes. That's one of my favorites. Yeah. And their wardrobe is phenomenal, but it's just funny because I'm like, I wish I could afford stuff like that.
And it's like you go on like the websites where it's like buy this outfit seen on TV.
Yeah.
And you're like, never mind, not in my budget.
Not in my budget.
Generally.
Can't buy it.
Yeah, but no, their wardrobe is on point always. And that's and did you guys end up taking the test
character
you were? I didn't.
I'm going to take that test.
You're supposed to send it to me,
Becca. Wait, I was supposed to.
Okay. We'll tweet it out at the end of the show. Make sure you guys you can like test out what character you are.
Who do you think I am?
What?
Who do you think I am?
I know I saw what you posted, so I can't. What do you guys think?
I don't think I am if you didn't see what I posted.
I think you would be like a Jane.
Yeah, I could see Jane.
Yeah, I was gonna say Jane.
Cat.
Yeah, nice. I was gonna say without taking the test, I relate more to Cat.
Right.
And like even with like her outfit, she had on like the camel pants. I'm like, yes, girl.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. I think her personality and her feminist ways, and she's just very strong and bold. And
yeah.
I love all three of the girls though. I feel like I can see a little bit of me in all three of them.
Yeah.
But I'm more Cat like, especially when I have my curly fro. I'm like,
I totally.
But I'm gonna
agree.
Take the test though.
Yeah. No. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's fun. I totally agree with like. There's different pieces of each character that I think that I can definitely relate to, and I think I kind of have those characteristics.
Right.
But I tested as Cat as well.
Yes.
But I think I'm more of a Sutton.
I was about to say that. Yeah,
I think I'm more of a Sutton.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I could see that.
Just
a
because,
mix of
right, and I feel like she's just super passionate and career driven, and so, and like it's like for her, it takes her a little bit longer to get where she needs to go. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that. I don't know. I just feel like she's
how
super
about
hardworking.
This? How about, like, whoever didn't take the test, we come back next week and we actually take the test and then we say who we got.
I like
it.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Because it might be a shocker. We might surprise everyone.
Let's do it. But yes,
David in the chat. David Bonville, who says, I think I'm more of an Alex.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Question for David. Would you be taking your shirt off the way Alex did in the closet? I was like, Alex has a body.
Yes.
I ship him so much.
Oh, my gosh.
So cute.
You want everybody.
I'm with you, girl.
All the boys are hot.
I like love.
Yeah.
It's freeform. They all gotta be hot.
This is very
true. That's a requirement in the casting.
No unattractive guys on freeform.
It's like casting call.
Hot men.
With abs.
Must have abs.
Speaking of hot men and relationships, we should probably jump over to Sutton. So we are having this issue with Richard. Is he good? Is he bad?
What is his
motive? You know, almost his MO. Because I watch them together and I'm thinking, okay, they're great. I think he's super supportive. He didn't get mad when she didn't take the job. Mm-mm. But then there was something that he said about the whole resume thing that threw me off, where I was like, you're bad. It totally changed my perception on him.
You know what I think? Like, he's an older guy, and he has this young girl, and I'm, like, I'm torn with Richard because I'm like, is he good? Is he bad? But then when he said that thing to try to hold her back, and then you have Alex, who I think low-key likes Sutton. Right. He's like, girl, you should totally go for the job.
Right.
High key. He's like, you should totally go for the job. So I feel like Richard, it's in his mind, he has this young girl who's just an assistant, and I think he likes that. I don't think he wants someone on his level or above his level. Yeah. And with men, not all men, please don't kill me. Men and women, it's a control thing.
Right.
So that's where I'm torn with that, because when he said that about her today with the resume, I'm like, okay, do you just want her to be an assistant and just control her? And you don't want her to move up in the ranks, because when she moves up, she might look past you and get a hotter guy. I don't know who's hotter than him, because he's really good looking. He's beautiful. Well, but
he is very good looking. But
It was just frustrating because when he was in the car about like bringing her dinner and everything, so he was supportive of her staying
Olive
for
Garden
work.
Olive Garden
is great.
And Olive Garden in Times Square, the one he's talking about, really good, really great views.
Amazing.
Really when good. Are we going to Olive Garden?
Yeah, I know. Their unlimited salad, something about the dressing they use in their salad is just like, I could eat five bowls. I think
because
I have.
They like drench it.
Yes. It's like actually it's worse than the pasta, but it's so good.
You feel healthy.
You're technically still getting those like veggies in.
I love
that.
I love how you think, Leslie.
You know, you can buy the dressing.
What?
Yeah, you can buy the dressing at the grocery store. It's like and you can buy it at Olive Garden.
I think I've actually done that.
This is a game changer.
Ellie's like, I'm getting the dressing now.
I'm going to the grocery store right after this, getting my Olive Garden dressing.
Also, if you dip breadsticks in Alfredo sauce, it tastes good.
The breadsticks that with so that, good. The salad dressing.
Next week, we're going to have Olive Garden on the stand.
Yes, we are.
Calling Olive Garden out.
At Olive Garden.
Yes.
Olive Garden.
Oh my gosh.
But yes, I think everyone's a little torn with Richard.
Yeah.
I think it's like you want him to be good. He seems good so far, but he shows a little bit of signs like where he can be.
I personally
thought that the phone call was him kind of warning her. I didn't take it as something bad. I don't know. I don't get the bad vibe. I really get the fact that he possibly cares. First of all, he brought her Olive Garden.
Because she was staying at
work late.
Really cute,
and then
really
afterwards,
sweet.
He called her and he was like, hey, you know, just a heads up. There are all these resumes. Right. And he is looking for somebody with experience. I think that he did that to protect her in a way so that she doesn't feel... like bad
that
if she
part,
doesn't get
I
the job.
Got that
That's
part.
What I felt.
That part I got, but then right after that he's like, yeah, I don't know if you should at first when he called her, I was like, okay, he is protecting her. But when he said, like, yeah, I don't think you should, I'm like, oh, don't say that. Let her at least do it. Give her the warning, but don't do that.
Tell her what to do.
Exactly.
He tried to hint, like, don't even try, kind
of
thing. And that's when I was like, oh, Richard's
like,
a good guy.
Try.
Finally, I've gotten my answer. And then that little tiny dig made me think twice about what I feel about
him. It's like foreshadowing.
Like, it's like
something.
Something is definitely going to fall short. And let's be real. He brought her breadsticks. Where was her actual dinner?
I was like, where the hell is my pasta?
Where is the pasta?
I'm still kind of creeped out by the whole, like, Christian Grey thing last week.
Yeah,
too.
That was
like,
weird.
He's an older man. He likes that young girl. And
But something that I do like about Sutton is that she chooses her career over him almost every time.
And
that is why I love that, because sometimes when we see this kind of relationship pan out in movies or TV, they always tend to choose the guy. And this time we're seeing her follow her career, and she's like, I'm sorry. Usually they're like, okay, I'll try to do the date and stay late.
You
know what I mean? But this time she said, I'm staying late. I'm sorry. I can't go.
Which is amazing.
I love that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's true.
Shout out to Freeform.
Because they even, I mean, going off topic for 2 seconds, like, we even see that with La La Land. Like, she chose career over love, which is sad and happy. But, like, I like that, like, TV and film is slowly taking this, like, realistic approach to, like, look, women
good
wanna
job,
be
media.
Like boss ass bitches too.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Like, boo, I'm busy. I'll call you when I get up for work. I love seeing that.
Right.
Because like growing up and even now when you watch movies, it's like, oh, I'll just ditch work and this amazing project that I have to do
for this guy.
To go smash this guy.
Like,
you're
thinking about all of these movies and things happening, I'm like, wait. My mind is
there's so many. There's like a list of movies.
Yeah.
Who cares about my job?
I mean, you remember The Hills when Lauren was supposed to go to Paris and she I'm kidding.
Oh yeah, you're like the Hills.
It's always Paris. That happens in Friends too.
Yes,
she chooses Ross.
I'm just saying.
Like, yeah.
Nothing wrong with them, but I like them showing this side.
Uh-huh. Independent woman.
Yeah. Yes, picking work over the guy.
Exactly. And what I love, too, is there was so much assertiveness in this episode all the characters. And Sutton finally took charge. She decided to put her fate in the hands of herself and basically was like, if I want this, I have to go after it.
I'm proud of her. And I'm very proud of her.
I'm so proud of her because there was a couple times this episode where I thought she wasn't going to go after it. Yeah. You know, the time she kind of stood back like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't go help. Maybe and
the
then she
overthinking.
Was like, she was. And then when she finally put her foot down, what did it do? It opened the door. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that communication, you know, telling people what you want can, it's obviously you need to do it to a certain degree. It's not like, I want this and I'm going to get it now. It's more so, you know, I feel as if I deserve it. Because I think a lot of the times, like, individuals hold themselves back from their own potential because they're so scared of negativity and being rejected.
So true. Yeah.
My friend and I were actually just talking about this today. Like, you know, especially, well, actually he's in different positions. When you're in this position and you're working with the boss or you're working with someone above you who you've been working with for so many years, you would think that they would notice, hey, this person's been working under me for 3 or 4 years. Let me help them grow. Right. But there are a lot of bosses like Lauren that's like, no, I'm comfortable. You're good. You're doing everything for me. I don't even want you to go. And I feel like that is a very bad thing. We literally just talked about this today. Right. So I'm very proud that Sutton was like, look, I've worked really hard and I've done everything you wanted me to do. I would love for you to give me this recommendation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because there's so many bosses who, I don't know if they're in fear of like someone's going to take their job so they don't want to help.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if you're a boss, someone's under you, or anyone in general, help the person under you. That's it. That's how we all grow.
It makes you a better person.
It does.
Even like them being selfish of, well, I don't want to have to retrain somebody.
Like, well.
Which, like, I get that point, but it's like, no, like, someone doesn't, it's like, damn, I've always dreamed of being an assistant. Like, no. Like, well, above, you know.
Help them grow, because you've been in this position before, too. And you wanted to grow. So I think it's okay to help them grow. Then have the next person help them grow.
Definitely. Yeah.
And being able to help them grow also helps you grow at the same time. Right. Because then you're able, then you know you're able to teach someone.
Exactly.
To be in eventually your position when you're in a higher position.
Of course. Exactly. Definitely, Becca. That was, like, well said. Because it's true. I mean, and that's what I feel. I feel like sometimes we're, some people can get super caught up in this whole, like, rat race of everything. When it's like, just take a step back, slow down, and be nice. Mm-hmm. That's all you have to do. And open, and it's like, I just feel like we all need to, we're all support, we need to support each other, be there for each other, because you're not in the same, no one's in the same direction, no one's in the same path, things are going to happen at different times, and that's just life, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's why it's so great to see that she finally was like, no, I want this, and I'm going to make it happen. Yeah. So, props to Sutton.
Shout out to Sutton.
So proud of that girl. I feel like this show just, like, has me clapping while watching at random moments. I'm like,
we were clapping. We're like, if you're not clapping, you're crying.
Yeah.
And then you're clapping, you're crying, you're laughing.
It's weird. Like running through. You get this emotional attachment that it's just undeniable, and you don't even know why. Like, I remember I was watching the end of it, and I'm like, why am I feeling this way? Like, I'm super emotional
feeling.
Why am I in tears?
It's relatable. There's certain things, and it's more so about the workplace, because we all get in our heads about work and everything, but man, I'm so happy for her. I'm so glad that she did that.
I mean, and we're speaking this way about a show that's on episode 3.
I know, it's so crazy. I'm already so attached to these characters.
Same.
And
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, we're on episode 3.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
The bold type. You got us hooked.
You got us hooked.
You got us hooked.
We love the bold typewriters.
Or
bold typewriters,
But, you know, actually, speaking of all this, I guess we should all choose kindness. And that leads us to talk about Kat and what she dealt with this episode. It was unbelievable because, you know, Kat is a strong individual.
She is.
And she was trying so hard for this social media stuff not to get to her. It's going to be goosebumps. But anybody, and they're like, bullying is never okay. And it's never something that anybody should have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And it was so hard to watch Kat in that vulnerable state today.
Yeah.
I
was emotional.
This episode really
kind of showed us the power of social media and how a lot of people hide behind a screen because they're not happy with their own lives and they think it's okay to make people feel bad about themselves.
Right.
That is not okay. It is never okay for you to tell somebody, oh, I'm gonna rape you, or oh, you should just
be like hung.
Like, just threats are not okay because everybody's fighting a battle that you don't know about.
Right.
And it is like, kindness doesn't cost you anything. Just be kind to people, be kind to each other, support each other, because that's the goal, really. We're all here,
preach,
like,
girl.
You know, we're all here trying to be accepted by other people.
Right.
That's why we have social media. That's why we post photos. That's why we share our thoughts, because we want to be heard. We want to be loved. We want to be accepted. And, you know, she said this because she was like, you know, this made this, the, what was the camera thing
the
called?
VR.
The VR. Mm-hmm. I was definitely going to say RV. She said, you know, that it's because the VR was made for men rather than for women, because this is what happens for us.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, she was just kind of speaking out. And all of these people had this negative feedback about it when it was irrelevant.
And it was her opinion.
It's
like, I don't have to agree with anything you say.
Right.
It is my opinion. This is my social media platform. And I think some people, especially on the internet trolls, you know, I wish there were more people to teach people to, like, not let things like this get to them.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, these are just people who literally
hiding
just sit at home
and
they're hiding on a screen. Like, when I see celebrities, like, answer people back, I'm like, really? Like, these are people who you shouldn't even care about. Because, honestly, they would never have the same energy if they seen you in person.
Yeah.
They would never say any of these things in person.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're cowards and they're weak themselves, and I think that's why they go on and they harass people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, someone shouldn't be harassed for their opinion.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, these are my thoughts. This is what I think. It doesn't take money out of your pocket. It's not hurting you. Why are you upset?
Yeah.
So, you're right. I felt bad seeing her in that vulnerable state,
because
I'm like, here comes the internet trolls, the internet thugs, with, you know, sitting behind a screen.
Yeah. And they're
going to
get her.
And I just, I hated that she kept looking at it, because that's the worst thing that it's like, you shouldn't be looking at that stuff, especially when you're in that state.
No.
But like, I get it. She can't avoid it.
Of course.
She can't. She's
working
in social
media.
And oh my gosh, yeah, it's her job.
I get it.
Yeah.
I work in social media myself.
Yeah, same.
I'm always like checking, oh, what was her comment? And like, sometimes it's hard because people will do something about, like, a film.
Right.
And people will be like, well, why did you even review that film? I'm like, because we have to do everything. We have to cover everything. We're not just going to cover one specific thing or the top thing. You have to be open to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally have, like, been in her situation where it's like, do I respond?
Right.
What do I say?
Right.
And it's just, it's better, you know what, you just ignore it.
People,
you're never going to see
the best
person.
Advice that I got, like, when I first started at AfterBuzz, and I was, like, reading the comments, and my friend was like, don't read the comments.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to do anything. And
I
remember I was reading them, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, wasn't bad comments, but I think we just overthink things.
Yeah.
And we're now looking, and we're fishing for the comments.
Uh-huh.
And one thing that I'm learning is, don't read the comments.
Yeah.
Because it does absolutely nothing. But,
but
sometimes you feel like you have to respond to educate ignorant people sometimes. So it's like...
But it's like, okay, now that's going to start this whole thing.
Exactly.
You know,
so
I don't have
the best advice I got was, don't read the comments.
We should just start an AfterBuzz, like, mean tweets.
Yeah,
yes.
That would
awesome.
Be hilarious. Yeah, like, yeah,
that
I love that segment.
I think we
it's
should
hilarious.
Do that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, I loved how their boss is just amazing.
Best boss ever.
And
it
was so
advice.
Great to see how supportive she was.
Right.
Because it's almost as if, you know, Kat was scared to
yes.
tell her what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of, you know, keeping that information, it was better to tell her because she was able to help her through it. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's something that I also love about this show. It's
so
every time
dope.
There's something where you think would
so
maybe,
dope.
Like, the boss would get freaked out and mad, she's there to calm them down, like that older sister that Scarlet Magazine upholds. Is that
what
boss.
I loved about seeing that? Because I feel like a lot of us has been in this situation where you work in a position with women and you feel like sometimes the women are not as supportive.
Yeah.
So I love seeing this older woman, their boss, sit her down and sit the girls down in different opportunities and different situations. Because I know I felt like that personally, where you work under certain women and you want them to be there and you want them, and sometimes women, you know, it can be a battle working with not all women, but someone a little bit above you. So I loved seeing that, because personally, me being in that situation, I'm like, yo, She's perfect. Yeah, I love Jacqueline. Sweet. She's amazing.
She's so great.
I mean, it's a great, like you said, the big sister, the big, like, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm your boss. Don't be afraid to talk to me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that goes a long way. I loved it.
I think it's really empowering because we do spend a lot of time in the workplace. Mm-hmm. So it's so nice when you have, like, an awesome boss, and it's the greatest, like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a dream to always have an seriously. Amazing boss.
Yes. Yeah. Amazing boss, best closet. I mean, sign me up, Scarlett.
You work so much better. Like, when people in your workplace are encouraging you and uplifting you, like... Yes.
It makes you more motivated.
Oh, my God. Yes. Definitely. Like, I can say that from experience. Like, oh, my God, working from a side where, like, nothing was uplifted and was like, wait, do I suck at my job?
Right.
Going somewhere where it's like, oh, what are your ideas? You know what? That's okay, but here's how we can do it better.
Right.
Like, I was like... Wait, I'm actually good at what I do.
Right.
You know? But it's like, you see it with these girls in this show. Like, the minute they feel insecure, Jacqueline's there to pick
them up. Like, she's like, you're doing great.
Exactly.
Keep going.
And sometimes, like you're saying, all you need is just you're doing a good job. Yep. You don't need any type of compliment. That's just, like, you're doing your job. You're doing a good job. Just, like, some sort of sign of affirmation. And I love that she gave that to Jane today.
She was like, you're okay, and you're on your way. And it was just perfect.
It was so great.
I also feel like this show is good for the Jacqueline aspect of the show is good for the people who are new to the workplace and maybe scared to go to their boss to get
for
approval.
Guidance. Yeah.
And for guidance.
That's true. I agree.
Because it shows that your boss is probably going to care enough to help you out in the long run and to help you out, to help you reach your goals.
Of course. Exactly.
And if you tell them your goals,
and most help. And most managers, that's what they are doing. They're sculpting you to be the best person that you can be for that role. And that, like, this show is just a perfect example of, like, if they can sculpt you and you are, like, ready to be sculpted into the great position and writer or social media person that you can be, then you should be good. And and just like Sutton, she's worked really hard and now her boss is finally going to give her that break.
And if they're not sculpting you, they're not doing their job.
Exactly. Yeah. Team Jacqueline. She's an awesome boss.
Team the bold type. I love it.
Everyone on the show was just killing it. I'm like, I love everybody on the show. It's so awesome.
Going back
it's
to that so quiz good. Thing, I, like, relate to everyone.
Right.
I don't, like... No, yes, it's Kat, like, but I relate to everyone in, like, little small aspects.
Of course. Exactly. Of course.
It's insane.
They each, in each scene, because there's each little storylines to be put into one, and it's so crazy because each storyline, you're like, yes, I understand.
I see myself.
I get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. And even if it's not something you personally relate to, you know someone that's gone through something like that, where you're like, whoa, okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, overall, just amazing.
Kudos to the show.
Thank you, writers, for providing us with this amazing show. Only episode 3, and we have so much more excitement to be had. But I think that about wraps it up. And thank you guys so much for joining us. And we cannot wait to catch up on episode 4 next week and recap you on that one. Leslie, where can they find you on social media?
Hey, guys, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time.
Kia.
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Becca.
Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at Carla with a K VEE Travels.
And hey guys, you can find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl. And make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We cannot wait to see you next week. Thanks so much.
Ciao. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.